Welcome to the ETOP Podcast with your host, Richard Walsh. I'm a 30-year business-owning veteran, creator of the ETOP Academy, and best-selling author of Escape the Owner Prison, the contract's new way to scale, regain control, and fast-track growth while loving life. My mission? To help 10,000 business owners create the freedom in their lives to do what they want, when they want, and still be massively successful. Now, let's hit our topic for the day. And here we are on the ETOP Podcast with today's guest, Molly Ann Luna. Molly Ann helps service-based businesses, okay, entrepreneurs. She helps them take their expertise and turn it into online income. All right. I love the way that's very simple, but this is going to be kind of an in-depth talk and conversation regarding how you do this, right? I've done it with my business. A lot of people are looking to do that. People are becoming authors. They're starting coaching programs, things like that. So we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this. So I'm very excited to have Molly Ann on. So again, with no further ado, Molly Ann, come on board. How are you doing today?
Hey, thank you, Richard. Thank you so much for having me. I am doing wonderful and I'm so excited to show up and share with your audience today. Just as you mentioned, I'm deeply passionate about helping my fellow service-based business entrepreneurs start, scale, and skyrocket their online coaching business. I'm all about helping you identify that monetizable expertise and turn it into passive streams of income online.
Yeah, that's great. This is good because a lot of people, you know, as we're going to get into, you know, a lot of people have, like me, I've got 30 plus years in business, right? So that's great that I learned that, like, helping others and people had asked me for advice because I've got years in, right? I've created a certain level of success. And I started like, wow, I really enjoy helping these people start a business, get them going, see them be better. They're making a lot of mistakes that I made. I want to save them that time. So people are able to create these programs to really help others. And that's why I'm excited about having our conversation here, because people need to kind of know how to do this, right? And that's going to be your thing, which is why we're here. So why don't you bring us up to speed, kind of give us a little background, bring us up to how you got into this, what you're doing now going forward. I know we just mentioned a little bit, but let's get up to speed on that.
Yeah. So a little bit about me, you know, I'm a Midwest girl born and raised, and I was brought up with the mentality of if you work hard and you save hard, you'll build wealth. And so right out of college, right out of high school, I knew I wanted to go to college. I thought that's my ticket to start riding the quote unquote conveyor belt of success, get a good education, go get a good job, get the house, the fancy husband, and live a happy life. So I set out on this path. I joined the United States Army. I served 8 years there. And when I wrapped that, I decided, okay, I'm ready for corporate America. The first gig I got was as a certified financial advisor. So I'm like, great, this is exactly what I want to do. I want to help people build wealth. Well, a year into it, and I was like beating my head against my desk going, oh my goodness, I'm talking to people on the phone, helping them navigate their financial situations who are making 5-10 times the amount annual salary I was making as a certified financial advisor. And they were still wanting to pull their hair out, upside down, in debt, stressed out, overworked. And I just was like, you know, there's got to be a better way. So I crazily or courageously, whichever word you want to use, decided to kick my corporate gig to the curb. And I wanted to set out to do something that would make a positive and profound impact in people's lives. Well, I didn't exactly know what that was or how I was going to do that. So actually the first business that I built had nothing to do with finance. I just leveraged one of my core strengths, which was fitness. And I built that business from 0 to 6 figures in 6 months. Now, yay, that should be amazing and exciting, and everyone would want to strive to achieve that, but pump the brakes, because 6 months into my business, I was physically and mentally burned out. I hadn't pivoted from that employee mindset into the entrepreneurial mindset. And basically, instead of having one boss, I now had like 25 bosses and was just spinning out of control. So unfortunately, because of my mental and physical state reached burnout, my business crashed and burned with it as well. And now I was back to square one, forced to find a better way. So I turned to the internet and just started watching countless YouTube videos on how to leverage expertise online. And now I have since, for the last 6 years, I've been working behind the scenes for top-level seven-figure online influencers, helping them create automated, profitable online course businesses that allow them to both amplify their income, increase their impact, and be more present for the moments that matter most. So now I'm on a mission to just spread the word and share all of my secrets with those individuals who are like, you know what, I'm so ready to kick the 9-to-5 to the side and start building multiple streams of income.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's an important thing you said, you know, regarding that fitness business, the first one you got going there and the burnout. Now, 6 months, that's fast to get burned out. Okay. So you, and I get it. You went 6 months into the six figure range. So I can only imagine the hours and time you're putting in. But it's something we talk about at ETOP Academy and everything else too, is what does that do? So you create this business. Yes, there's that outward appearance of success, but your life's kind of, you're frazzled, right? And you're completely fried. So it's there was actually no success there in a sense, right?
Absolutely, Richard. It's just like what you talk about. I basically, yes, great. Now I'm a business owner, but I essentially created a prison for myself where I was running on the hamster wheel nonstop, but really getting nowhere because I only, you know, realized that you either are the business or you have a business. And in order to have a business, you have to use smart, automated, well, ideally automated, but you have to have smart systems in place, something that can be set up and run whether you're present for it or not.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's, we preach that all the time. And it's, I always love getting, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, successful entrepreneurs who have been through this journey, right? You had to, it's so good, as much as getting burned out, creating a business, getting burned out, kind of closing the doors, as bad as that is, it's one of your best learning experiences, right? Because now you know what not to do. I tell my kids this a lot too, Molly, and I'm like, at least you know what not to do. Okay. You might not always get the right answer going forward, but if you know what not to do, that's a good place to start. You can at least steer away from that. So that created the kind of a foundation for you to create something so much better going forward, right?
Yes. Knowing what not to do is so powerful, and it absolutely creates that foundation. Also, knowing what it is you don't want. So I often talk about, you know what you want, build a plan and go for it. But it's very important to also know what you don't want. So while I was at rock bottom, you know, physically, mentally, financially broke, yet again, it was a great opportunity for me to make a pivot and then start asking myself those tough questions. Well, what is it I really do want versus what is it that I don't want? And at that time, Richard, I was married. We'd been married for, I don't know, 6 years or so, hadn't yet had children, but I knew that I wanted to step into motherhood very soon. And I equally knew that I only wanted to work part-time or less so that I could be as present for all of those milestones with my children as possible. So now fast forward, I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and that is exactly what my life is. You know, I just work very part-time and I'm a full-time mom, ready and standing by and catching every single one of those milestones.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's that, you know, it's almost cliche, but that to me, of course, I designed my life, my wife, 6 kids, all that stuff, same thing. You know, we kind of designed our life to be that way as well, because it's important, right? And when you understand the value, what your values are, and you have clarity. So what you're saying is you want clarity in the business, right? How much is enough? Where's the finish line? You know, what is the lifestyle expectation? You know, I think a lot of people skip that. They want to get into the money-making aspect and then they'll figure it out because that's not important until I make money. And I always got to rein, you know, my people in like, no, you got to do this first, because without this, you don't have the clarity going forward and you're going to get sucked, like you said, on that hamster wheel, and you are not going to be able to get off until it's way too late.
Absolutely. So I do want to say that yes, money is important, but it's not the most important thing. And I think on a logical level, we each understand that, but there's so many emotions and so much identity tied into money. But I just want to share with our listeners, you know, money is ultimately a yardstick that measures the quality and the quantity of service that you're rendering. And what I have found to be true is, yes, we all want to live a happy life, but the two things that really contribute to actual happiness are the feelings of growth, personal, professional, you know, growth within in who you are and who you're becoming, and also contribution, how you're showing up and you're helping others, whether that's your immediate family, your inner circle, or those raving clients, fans, or customers.
Yeah, that's spot on, Molly. And that's, I mean, that is what it's about, right? Because, I mean, I like everyone to make as much money as they possibly can, right? Because the more money you have, the more people you can help. Yeah. You know, the old saying, you know, I never got a job from a poor person. You know, I never, you know, you can't contribute, like you're saying, you can't contribute enough if you're scratching by to get to next Friday, right? Your concerns are not about others. They're about you and eating and providing and putting a roof over the head, you know? So the, like you said, the yardstick, the measurement aspect of money is, that's what it is. But if you've got the correct mindset, like I believe this is what you're saying, you know, you're going to use that tool, because that's all it really is. It's a tool to do some really great things that are going to fulfill your life, again, both personally and professionally, because you kind of get the sky's the limit thing when you do that, right?
Yeah, the sky is the limit. And you bring up an excellent point, Richard. Like, we do need money. We've got to be able to take care of ourselves, our house, and our home. And money is really important because it gives us the power of choice. And it allows us to buy the tools or hire the people that we need to express ourselves creatively. So I personally believe that when it comes to being a business owner, it is, in my opinion, the ultimate like personal growth exercise. And for me, the thing that really shifted was stop trying to sprint to the fast cash and rather just really see it as a journey of, you know, both you growing and your business growing just one step at a time.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Obviously, you know, you build slow, you fall slow. You build fast, you fall fast.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to keep that stuff in mind. Like you said, it's, you know, for me, I call it the economic engine, right? That's entrepreneurship. It's the ultimate economic engine. You know, it's how you can put as much fuel in the tank as you want. You can rev up the engine, you can soup it up, you can go as fast or as far as you want if you do it correctly, right? If you're taking a bunch of shortcuts, you know, those shortcuts are going to catch up to you. You know, and you're going to have issues down the line. You're going to have your burnout. You're going to have your struggles. You're going to be, usually you're going to create too much debt for yourself, right? And you're going to be chasing kind of these rainbows when you don't need to. You know, all that matters is the sun came up. Sun came up, you can get to work. You don't need the rainbow, right? Mm-hmm. You just need another day to continue. And as you plot your course, again, going back to the clarity aspect, right? Once you understand your mission, where you're going to go, where the finish line is, every day you can make that journey. You can go a little bit further down the road.
Yes. And you will go further and you'll go faster when you make the mission about something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, that's a really important point. So just real quick, kind of expand on that a little bit. Okay. Because I think a lot of people, you hear it. Okay. You hear a lot of buzzwords. No, it's about the mission. You need my why and all this kind of stuff. Right. But no one really dials that in enough to really understand it, because I can write a why down in a heartbeat. Right. But does it really fuel me? Is there really purpose behind the why? So how do you determine yours? What's kind of the mini game plan for that?
Yeah. So how do I determine my ultimate why? Well, there's actually this really cool exercise. I think I originally learned it from Darren Hardy, but it's the 7 layers deep. So yes, you ask that why question, like, why do you want to build a thriving, successful online coaching business, for example? And you'll come up with an answer. You might come up with a couple answers. You know, I want to make a positive difference in people's lives. I want to be able to provide financially for my family, whatever it is. But then you've got to explore that question at least 7 more times. And this exercise does feel really uncomfortable at first. So I highly recommend that you find a battle buddy, if you will, a mastermind partner, somebody that you really trust, and have them ask you the questions and have them force you go at least 7 layers deep. And what I found by doing this exercise myself, as well as conducting it for many of my students, is that it does usually circle back to something about yourself, something more profound that you didn't even realize you're probably living your entire life with that inner GPS, that guidance. And it's usually something that's been grounded or we've experienced in our childhood, one of our core drivers. So for me, you know, my mission is to help as many people increase their income, their impact, and create a life of freedom. And my definition of freedom is creating both lifestyle and financial independence so that ultimately you can be present for the moments that matter most to you and your loved ones. And yeah, that ties back into my childhood. We won't get into all of the nitty gritties of it, but family is my top priority. And it comes from not having that really strong nuclear family that I wish that I had had. And now it's about setting the example and encouraging others to do that.
Yeah, that's good. It's because as I always say, I do something similar, right? You have to reverse the pattern, right? You had a pattern of maybe you didn't have the super tight family for whatever reasons, but you're the only one who can reverse that pattern. Now you will. Now you've got two kids, you're going to grow, it's going to be tight, you're focused on them. I did the same thing with mine. My business taught me that, you know, what was really important, and it wasn't business, it was my family, you know, business is just a provider. So I had to flip all that stuff too. So that's really good. But going back to the seven layers deep, I want to just reemphasize how important that is, because you're right. And as people go to these layers, because again, like I said, you could come up with the surface why. Okay. And that's not going to take you where you need to go, because business is not easy. Okay. You can do it. There's humps and bumps along the way, no matter what, but unless you're fully grounded in that why and that purpose of what you're doing, a lot of things are going to kick you off the path. And like you said, it gets very uncomfortable. It can, as you're going deeper, because you just keep asking the why, and why would that be? And then what would happen if you get that? And you walk yourself down that trail. And like you said, you get to a point where like, oh, you know, and either it becomes like, wow, that's very revealing. It's really great. Or it's like, you realize there's things you got to work on, you know, in order to make this why, you know, really happen. Like, you know, the why, but there could be, you know, you, a lot of times you're your own worst enemy, right? So you got to fix a few things so that you can make that why a reality going forward.
Yes. It's not about the resources that you have in business. It's about your ability to be resourceful. And I think the only way you're really able to do that is to tap into the inner workings of your mind, study yourself, find those limiting beliefs or those blocks, and do the work around it. And I know it's about building a business from the inside out.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that's a good way to see it. You know what, you know, Molly Ann, it's really, so many people don't understand that until they get into business for a while. So again, they're excited. They jump in. I call it ignorance on fire, which is great. And they make some movements and they get rolling forward and they start making some money, but then things start to stagnate, start to slow. Then they can't go to the next level. And that's when the internal look has to happen. And for some people, they get the coach and they're able to get that pointed out. For others, they don't have that, you know, they're not looking for the help and they think they're just going to power through. And it usually it's a big stumbling block for them and keeps them from really reaching a level of success that will give them all the things that they really want. Right. Because like when I talk about my book, you know, Escaping the Owner Prison is just that, you know, when you're chained to every day, if you're not opening the door every day, the business doesn't happen. Well, that's not a business, you know, and so that's why I love having you on here. Let's talk about going forward with the online aspect. OK, let's kind of get into that, because a lot of people hear about it and it kind of sounds good and it really sounds easy. OK, but let's give some raw truth here about what it really takes to do the online business. Let's get into that aspect.
Yes, I love the raw truth, because I think that there are a lot of gurus out there who I believe genuinely people are good people and they really have good intentions. So I want to believe that what they're saying is true, but sometimes it's just colored in just such a way to paint that picture of possibility for you that it's going to happen fast. And if it's not happening fast for you, then something is wrong. But the honest, raw truth is that whether it's a brick and mortar business or it's an online business, it takes work. It takes focus and consistent, persistent action. And what I love specifically about online business is that, yes, there are smart ways to set up automation systems eventually so that you can liberate your time, you know, take back your time, create that lifestyle and financial freedom by smartly setting up systems.
Right. So, I mean, that's every business, again, brick and mortar or online, systems are the key. Systems, processes, that's how we scale a business. You know, I talk about it in my book, you talk about it probably every day as you're coaching with people. You know, this is our goal. But like you said, but there's a day you start, right? The day you first flip on the lights, guess what? You pretty much don't have anything. Maybe you got QuickBooks. That's your system, right? That's all you've got. So, and then from the, if you're smart, you at least start with that. But then you got to go forward, right? And then it's that whole struggle. And whether it's online or brick and mortar, you know, are you going to need virtual assistants? What's the process? What do you step through? And that's where the work is. But if we jump back to the clarity aspect, like we say, you define your finish line, what you're going to do, I call it exit strategy. You know, now you've got what I call the business filter, right? So now I can filter all my decisions through that. Okay, does this feed my exit strategy or does it detract from it? What do I need to put in place so that, yes, I'm working 60 hours a week now. How do I get to 40? How do I get to 30? How do I get to 20? Right? How do I do that? What does that look like? How do I got to reverse engineer that from my end goal and bring me back to here? And again, if you don't have that clarity, right, you're gonna be floundering, and those hours are never going to actually going to increase. I don't know if you found that probably with that fitness business, you probably found that the hours just kept getting longer and longer and longer, just trying to maintain any, you know, maintainable level, right, of business.
Absolutely. So you brought up a really good point, Richard. If you really want to scale and skyrocket, you cannot do it alone. And that took me several years to figure out. I thought, oh, I'd follow all these online gurus. And from my end, as the consumer, as the viewer of the content they are pumping out, to me, it looked like, oh, they're doing it all themselves. They're solo entrepreneurs. I should do it too. And even if you are being presented as a personal brand, like I am, I'm a personal brand, Molly and Luna, that I am not doing this alone. I have a team behind me who are doing all of the things that I shouldn't be doing, that I used to do back when I had more of that that DIY mindset. But they're doing all of the things that need to get done, and I'm only doing the things that only I can do. So for example, showing up and sharing with you today.
Yeah, exactly. We call it focusing on your 5%. The 5% of things only you can do, you know, and that's you. You're the front of the company. You're the brand. You're the face of the company. You know, at this point, that may change going down the road and make it, you know, bigger where you're able to step away and there's a shift, and that's all good. But for now, you've got to understand that you're the, you know, you've got the growth mindset. You're on the podcast, right? You're sharing the brand. You're sharing your expertise, right? You're recruiting in the sense, right? You're getting people to come to your program and enroll and help them build their businesses. So, you know, no one else can do that, right? It's your story. It's how you built it. So it's very important that people understand those distinctions and having that team. You can't, I tell people who are the, like you said, the solopreneurs, just that one additional person, you won't believe what will happen. So I make it a priority when I'm coaching people like you, and whether it's a VA or it's an in-house person, you got to get there, because as soon as you get there, you're going to realize the beauty of building that team, even with one person. And then you're going to be motivated even more to get others. And that's when you're really, like you said, you don't scale alone. You know, yeah. Like I've said in my book, I go from 0 to 1 million in my business by myself doing everything, right? I've done it. Got that's great. But when you want to hit the 3 million, the 5, the 10, you're not doing that by yourself. Whole different animal, you know? So why wait until 1 million? Start that now. Start that now. And you kind of skip the 1 million mark, right? Let's just start in the beginning, grow. Okay, now I'm at, you know, I'm in 6 figures, but let's jump right to the 3, because you've got the team that can help you do it. You know, again, you can focus on the growth and make that happen.
Yep, exactly.
That's awesome. So on that, so if someone comes to you, let's do a little scenario here. So I'm coming to you, Molly Amps. So look, I've got 30 years experience, you know, now I've got a book out, I've got all this stuff. I want to help people. you know, so they want to come to you. So I want to build something online. So in a high level here, obviously we don't need, you know, exact details, but kind of what's the process that you're going to take people through to get them kind of on that road to developing that online business?
Yes. So when it comes to building online businesses, I just want to say, you know, there's 101 million different ways of doing things. And so all I can share with you is the one way that I've cracked the code on, right? So for me, it is breaking it down into three simple phrases: assemble, actualize, and automate. The very first thing, as you coming to me as the expert who's like, I really want to leverage my expertise online. I want to start making income online. The first phase I want to take you through is the assembly phase. Now, I feel like I should back up a little bit. The ultimate goal, of course, is to automate your expertise. So you're already on track. You've published a book. You know what that consists of, and you know how powerful having a published book can be for building brand authority. Now we want to ultimately have the goal of setting up digital courses that can run on automatic and can earn you revenue while you sleep. But before we can do that, I highly recommend that you absolutely start where you are and you launch your high-level group coaching program. And the cool thing about the way I teach this is that you do not need any startup capital. You do not need to have an email list, and you do not really need to have much or any tech know-how. If you can check your email, if you can scroll on Facebook, you have more than enough skill to get started with leveraging your expertise as income online. So during this assembly phase, we work on pulling together your core offering. Before you even create the lessons that you're going to teach, we just put together a beautiful one-page, perfectly packaged and polished pitch that you can then take to your inner circle. You can call up. I actually encourage you when you're starting an online business to start offline and by leveraging your inner circle network. So going through old business cards, looking through your phone, who are some people in my life who I can either help solve this problem that I'm hoping to walk them through with my coaching program, and or who might they know that would benefit from this? And I highly encourage you to actually pre-sell your offering. Prove to yourself that your idea, your expertise, that answer to that problem you want to help people solve is profitable first. And then what you do is you invite them to do that group coaching session. And in that group coaching session, it's okay. You can be totally transparent and say, hey, look, this is my first time doing this. And that's okay. People are actually going to be really excited to be a part of something that is growing. You can let them know what your bigger vision and dream is, but invite them in on the journey. And yes, they will actually pay you for this. Now, the other win about this is that by the end of this coaching experience, you are going to have a much better program because you're putting yourself in a position to be like, look, I'm an open book. Pull all the questions out of me and let me assemble them into a way that is easily digestible and organized for you, the student. From there, we'll turn it into a digital course. And then I teach you how to strip that content and turn it into a self-published book. Now, I've said high level here, and I'm getting probably too far into the details, but you've got the assembly phase. The actualizing phase is when you actually then assemble that digital course in that book. And then the next phase is the automation phase, where I teach you how to set up your marketing sales funnel online.
That's awesome. Yeah, that I love the pre-sell aspect. That's a good mindset thing, the pre-sell. You're still coaching, but you're getting those close to you because, again, they'll appreciate it. You know, I think there's another aspect of that too. Again, I know you're staying high level, but if you get 4, 5, 8, 10 people in that, you've also just created 8 or 10 testimonials, right? And that's powerful. That social proof is very powerful for going forward with your programs and stuff. But I really like that assembly, actualize, and automation. That's, and you made them all start with an A. It's amazing. So I really like that. Yeah. I love it though, because it's a perfect process. You know, it really is, Molly. And that's like, that is what you need to do, you know? So I think it should give people hope. And I love that you keep it simple and even offline. Like you said, go attract those people offline, get them, go in that inner circle and get this thing started. It's one thing I always preach is imperfect action. Just get going, you know, just get going, get it out, make mistakes. Cause they'll, like you said, they'll love to give you feedback. You know, there's no walls up. You're not trying to, you know, be the number one authority, you know, who knows everything, which you never should be anyways, but you know, you should be an expert, but let's get that feedback and they will perfect your course. I tell the people all the time, they will perfect your course for you. You know, they're going to tell you where they got hung up. I had another friend who was going through another buddy of mine's big course and he got stuck at the automation part. Okay. Having systems and things like that. He's like, well, I have to do all this other stuff first. I noticed that. So he basically turned the program off until all that stuff gets done. And you know what? That's not a good thing for the program because now you've disconnected with your customer, with your coaching client, you know, because you know they're going to forget about doing all that stuff and it's not going to happen because they're not able to hold them accountable, you know? So it was a weak link. So I helped my buddy like, hey, we got to fix this. You got to fix that because you're going to lose people. You're not going to be able to take them up the value ladder, so to speak, you know, on that. So, and that was the beauty of getting started and then getting the feedback. So I love that. I really love your three phases here. That's awesome.
Yeah. So everything that I teach is exactly what I've done. I was actually doing this behind the scenes for several seven-figure online influencers who have, you know, 500,000 followers on YouTube, 500,000 followers on Facebook. And I was working behind the scenes, pulling their live broadcasts offline and assembling them into courses and books. And then I just had this light bulb moment of going like, oh my goodness, like, why don't more people know about this? Specifically for one of my clients, she went from the 6-figure to the 7-figure mark during that season of us working together. And I just was like, oh my gosh, we have to do this. So I said, first, I need to test this. I need to make sure that this will work for me. And I did just that. I put together within 1 week, I put together my one pager that specifically outlined my core promise, the process. I packaged it really beautifully. I put a price on it and I just got on the phone and started calling people. I made $12,000 within that first week. So I'm like, oh my God, I just proved to myself it's profitable. And then I went, I taught my students and did it the same and then repeat, repeat, repeat. And just like you said, Richard, like don't get hung up on the pieces that you don't know because it's all figure outable. Just keep in motion and follow somebody, you know, hire a coach if you need to hire a coach, somebody that has already been there to show you the shortcuts on how you actually automate it. And I want to circle back to something you said previously, Richard, about the raw and honest truth about building online. You know, it takes time. Anything worth creating, you're a father, I'm a mother, you know that at least in my opinion, the ultimate creation is our children, is being able to create life. And you know that that takes time, right? It takes time to actually bring that being into the world and then to grow them into the wonderful adults that they are or will be. The same thing is true for your business. Also, for my 7-figure clients, you know, it didn't happen overnight for them. Oftentimes, it takes anywhere from 10 to 15 years of consistent, persistent action. And that's because most seven-figure online earners have at least a minimum of 7 different revenue streams. And so just to kind of give you a point of reference, typically through my program for my super fast action takers, they can get through this entire experience within 12 weeks. But sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So just give yourself some time and grace. And if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you'll get there.
Yeah, that's a very good reminder. And again, a lot of my listeners are in business, right? So they got the brick and mortar, you really have to, there's sometimes you have to stop and take a look back and go, okay, well, it's been 7 years and I'm just starting to make some decent money. You know, you don't realize because your head's so in the work, you don't realize how fast the time goes and then what you've actually accomplished. You feel like you didn't get anywhere, but you actually did a lot, including the mistakes, the little failures and everything else. But it all culminates into like where you're at today, you know, and as they say, every overnight success only takes about 10 years, you know, so you got to understand that there's time involved, but it doesn't mean you can't quickly get to profitability, right? So I think you can explain, why don't you explain that a little bit? Because I think a lot of people are confused in the online world. Like you explained, like, right, you threw some courses together, you went out, you pitched, you did 12,000. Okay. And now that's a digital course that you created, someone can do. That's a heavy profit margin, right?
It is. So actually, the very first time I launched my signature program, it's called the Income Amplifier. I only used a Facebook group, and I used, I think I did have an actual email marketing system set up, but if you don't know what that is, just Gmail, and my phone, and I pulled out business cards. And oh, the other tool that I used, also a free resource, is called canva.com. I made a really beautiful one-page PDF to be able to email to my prospective clients or text them so they could visually see what is this transformational journey I'm taking you on. And I also set up a payment processor. Now, the payment processor that I set up was Stripe. That's free to use. They do charge you a small percentage on the back end. So technically, out of all of the tools that I used to create, launch, and pre-sell my first offering, you know, I paid that small, I think it was like 2.9% charge fee through the payment processor. That's all that it cost me. The rest of it was profit. And I just want to share that because my goal is that you make income first. I can show you within the first couple of weeks of working together how you can earn that income first. Then we're going to pivot and we're going to start reverse engineering a plan to help you have a bigger impact. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to setting up a very successful online business, it's a numbers game. You could have the absolute best product or the best book or the best podcast in the world, but if there's not enough people there to consume it, read it, watch it, you know, they just don't know. So we have to then set up our systems to make a bigger impact. But income, impact, and then ultimately, of course, the goal is freedom. Setting up those automation systems, creating both that lifestyle and that financial independence.
Yeah, those are good points. So what I love about that too, and what you don't always get to do in a brick and mortar is like you generate income, right? So now with that income, because one of the things I always tell people, the reason most businesses fail is they don't sell enough product at a high enough price, you know, whatever it is. You know, they're not undercapitalized. They're not moving product. They're not making money. So let's say you do the 12,000, right? Okay, great. Then you maybe a little bit more. And then, like you say, you're developing this program. Now you actually have investment capital of your own, right? You're still debt free, you know. So if you don't have to swallow up that whole 12 grand, you can drop 3 or 4 more back into the business, right? You can start doing whether it's ad spend or developing more programs or bringing things on. So it's a really cool way to create profitability first, all right? And then reinvest that to help you scale. You know, and I think you've probably experienced it. You get a much more rapid acceleration on the scaling process if you're able to do that, because there's some little less stress involved. You have a little more accessible capital to make this stuff happen from an online standpoint. And like you said about like Canva, I use Canva too. You know, great. There's so many free tools to get you going. It's, I mean, there's no excuse, right? That's kind of what you're saying. Like you can do so much with so little. You know, like you said, if you're paying 2.9% on the fees you're charging, which means you already got paid, right? That 2.9 doesn't come out until you get that money. So it's not even an output. You don't even put anything out until you're taking stuff in. So it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And just as you said, Richard, choosing, you know, you don't just go out and just, you know, make it rain, hit up all the luxury shops and buy yourself something nice. No, you choose to reinvest that money. So either, like you'd mentioned, bringing on a part-time virtual assistant, hiring a coach, hiring a mentor, somebody who can then kind of take you by the hand step-by-step and show you, great, you had success. You've proved to yourself that it's profitable. Now what?
Yeah, it's and that's right there. That's what's not now what, right? So you've got that now what, you don't really want to have a void there. Okay, you kind of want to get, okay, oh, here's, that's why I like what you're doing, Molly Ann, because you're taking, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some quick profitability, but here's phase two, right? Here's the next thing we're going to do. So this is what this is going to require. So you understand the game plan, you know, because it's great to go out and make some money, but now you have a pile of money and you don't know what to do.
Right. Because we don't want to get ourselves caught up again in I love group coaching. I think it's amazing. There's nothing like, you know, being able to meet face to face or in a Zoom call and just really connect on a deeper level. And it's my preferred method of teaching, actually. I actually love my group coaching programs way over my digital courses. It's awesome that my digital courses make me money while I sleep, but I prefer the group coaching. However, you want to be mindful of your time. You're not trying to trade, you know, your time for money to leverage into the online space and then just be, you know, stuck on a computer all day long either. So that's why the next phase goal is that, great, you've launched the group coaching program. You can keep aspects of that if you want, but ultimately we want to be able to turn it into something that, like a digital course, that it can be sold. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow or you needed to take time off, it's okay. You can still generate a profit in your business.
Yeah, that's a very, very important point, because any business, as you scale, whether you're looking for more market share, you want to take on a new territory, let's say, you want to, you know, gain more customers, that's what you're doing. But now you're able to do it with multiple income streams. Like you said, you want to get so that when you have all the eggs in one basket, so to speak, you know, like if you didn't learn this in 2020, you know, things can go away very quickly. Overnight, literally. Okay. And then all of a sudden you got to struggle and got to find this, and there's nothing holding up the business. You had one thing, and the one thing, just like if you had one platform, I was only on Facebook, and then they yank you, all of a sudden you're on Facebook, you don't have a business anymore. Right. So even if you, you know, it comes, you know, you have less income, but you still have income. And that's why you want to create those multiple streams. Like you said, they're automated. Right. And they're, I think another thing that I'm sure you'll agree with is those automated, those digital courses, they're an introduction to scale people up to your group coaching, your semi-private coaching, the higher level masterminds, right? You're building your authority with them, the know, like, and trust factor. So don't think that it's just, well, it's another $97 course or it's a $297 course and I'm making money. It's a customer experience you're creating as well to bring them up that value ladder, to get them into your high level coaching masterminds, things like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know it. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's so good. And people need to be aware of that, right? So it's, again, a lot of times we get kind of narrowly focused on, I'm a coach and I want to coach people and I'm going to have a program and I want to do one-on-one. And then that's all exciting and you get going, like you said, but then you realize, oops, there's only so many hours in a day. Yeah. I can't leverage myself. And now what do I got to do? Right. But when you start from the get-go with this plan to send the web out, right, and start creating this stuff, it's to me, because I'm a business builder, it's more exciting, right? Because I get kind of excited, like, wow, I can do all this other stuff. I focus on the main, get it solid, start creating these additional income streams. And it's very, very exciting to be able to do that because you're increasing your reach. I think if my overall thing is, you know, for me, I want to help 10,000 business owners escape the owner prison, right? So I have a very, you know, I have a real metric, you know, I want to do this. So how do I do that? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of touch. There's only so many hours in a day. So following your philosophy, you know, I have a greater opportunity of making that dream a reality.
Yes, you're doing it, Richard, with this podcast. Like it's one of the links in your chain towards success. Okay, that didn't come out right. I don't know where I was going with that metaphor, but
I like it though. It works. I totally understand.
You nailed it. And actually, I want to address something that you just said about your platform. Oftentimes a misconception about building a financially successful online business is that you do it through social media. And I just want to shine a light on this. Some people do that. That works for some people. If you go to any social media accounts right now, you'll see, don't have a lot of social proof on my personal brand at this time. And that's because I've been working behind the scenes for other entrepreneurs. But what I do want to address is that, yes, when you are pivoting into the online profit space, it is going to be important at some point to start building your own platform, because as great as social media is, you're right, you have no control over it. You have no say when it goes away. And so I'll just quickly tell this cautionary tale. One of my girlfriends, she is a top Instagram fitness influencer. It's been a while since I checked her account, but last I checked, it was like 2.2 million followers on Instagram. And that is her primary form of communication with her paid clients. And it's her platform. It's the way she makes her money and the way she connects with her clients. And what year was that? 2019? I think Instagram and Facebook had crashed for like a day or two. She's freaking out, scrambling, going, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? I don't have an email list. I don't have a website. And it was extremely terrifying for those couple of days. Thankfully, Instagram and Facebook got their stuff together, reopened the accounts, and then she was able to say, okay, I got to start taking myself seriously as an online business owner and start building out my own platform.
Yeah, we could probably share stories all day long on people who went through that, between that, Facebook, or just even recently, I have a fitness coach friend who, same thing, all of a sudden their accounts were deleted. No explanation or anything for, it was down for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, you know, and no explanation, just we, you know, something, and it's like freaking out, right? Because they've been, they have Instagram, they have other stuff too, but when that's a major portion of your business, you know, it's important. It's, and again, now guess what? They're making the moves like your friend is, you know, so it's important. Again, I'll go back to that, you know, when you start, when you've got this, when you've seen this, right? This comes back to experience. When you've seen people lose their business or get shut down, you know, for 2 or 3 days, which doesn't seem like a lot, but unless you're that person in 3 days thinking it's over, you know, that can be a pretty, pretty big hit in the head, you know, for a day. So you need to protect yourself that way. Let me ask you one question on that too, because I love the aspect, like, you don't have all these social media, you know, I'm calling them platforms, right? That you're using right now. You didn't need to. Now, granted, you can get in there or create your own. That's ideal. I always tell people what I've learned is, like, I can't manage these anyways. You know, I can't be on 6 platforms, right? It's too much for my own brain to handle. I probably don't really have an interest to do that anyways. But what is kind of your philosophy on that as they start to get into social media to promote their business? Say they've got some traction, like you're talking about, whether it's offline or their own little private groups or email lists. But now it's time to start making, kind of getting to be known on, say, Facebook or Instagram or whatever you've got. What's kind of your philosophy? Are they starting with one, master it, go to another? Are they starting with two? What's kind of your philosophy on that?
Yeah. So I'll just speak from experience. There's a lot of trial and error. There for a while, I got myself caught into, oh, I need to be on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter and all the things. And then for a little while, you know, just got myself circling those followers, be like, follow me on Instagram, now go check out Facebook. When what you need to do is set up a rock solid marketing sales funnel and recognize how to use those social media platforms to your advantage. So it took me some time and it took, to figure it out. But thankfully, this is why, you know, even coaches have coaches. I have a coach and she's like, this is what you need to do. So I'll just share my current strategy. We want to use social media to increase our ability to be discovered by new prospective clients. So I highly recommend that you choose one platform that you're willing to show up consistently on, provide the best, most high value content you can, and then set up what I call your I team or your implementation team, who can then break down that piece of content and cross promote it on the various channels for you. So for me and my team, I focus on YouTube. And I chose YouTube because YouTube is the number two search engine. It's right behind Google. It's owned by Google. So if you're a Google user, ask yourself, how many times a day am I going to Google and typing in a question? If you're doing that, your prospective clients are doing that. And guess what? They are asking questions that you have the answers to. So you got to start thinking like your prospective client and go, okay, what kind of questions might they have? And then what I focus on is creating really great YouTube videos, content that gives you step-by-step breakdown for free. And then, I don't want to get into too many details and bore you. Sorry, you can stop me anytime, Richard. But I think just become a master at the one thing and then leverage your team and show them how to break it down and to cross promote it against the various platforms so that you can reach more people with less effort.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. That's what I always feel. And again, I've got my male brain too, which I'm not a multitasker, right? I'm very focused, to the best at the one thing I'm working on, and then move on after I've completed that. So for me, you gave me some comfort. Okay. So because that's kind of my approach too, you know, so I'm trying to master one platform. And then again, and here's an important thing you just said there too, your team. right? Yeah. Let other people break that down. Let them repurpose this stuff for you. Because if you add that to your plate, it's going to kill you. I really think so. It becomes too, for me, I was like, I can't, this is just too much. I've already done this. And now you want me to redo it and find the little pieces that work. And it's just too much. And you need someone else who can, you know, be on the payroll, who that's their job. That's their focus, right? That's their mission. And they will do it 100 times better than you ever could, because you're doing it because you have to. They're doing it because they want to, you know, and there's a big difference there. Yeah.
Yes. And I'll just say that if you're listening and you're like, oh, payroll, I'm scared to hire people to do things that maybe you don't know how to do. Maybe you're not as social media savvy. I will tell you, it's not as scary as you think. And it's not nearly as expensive as you might think. I have various team members. I've got graphic designer, writer. I have content publishers. I have content promoters. And I'm paying them anywhere between $8 and $10 an hour. It's not break the bank type of work is what I want to share.
Yeah, the P word, payroll, you know, that scares people, you know. The other thing, too, is they're basically a lot of times, in, I don't know your complete situation, but they can be contract workers, right? So you're giving them kind of, they get paid per piece. You know, here, edit this, do this, boom, I pay you X amount of dollars, you know, or whatever it is, you know, or they're working you for $15, 15 hours a week, and it's 10 bucks an hour, it's a VA, and then you get that. So it's a very manageable system that you're creating, and you, and man, you look great. Cause I'll tell you, your stuff is dialed in, Molly. And I looked at all your stuff, and I mean, just your YouTube stuff, everything else is very dialed in, super professional, you know, where it just, and that makes a difference, right? Because it's that first impression, this thing they see when they click on that, they look at it, what are they seeing? You know, that's a big part of the brand, right? It's a big part of the authority aspect. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it is. It's important. And, sometimes the tricky thing is when you're deciding to become a personal brand, say an online coach, for example, it might be a little challenging to figure that out, but just it'll come, and it'll constantly, and it's continuously, at least for me, evolving.
Yeah. Well, me too. So join the club. I mean, I don't think anyone's done anyways, you know, I mean, if you're done, then I don't think your business is going to continue to grow.
You're not born knowing how to do this. And it's right. Okay if you don't know. Hey, somebody does. And, you know, like Richard and I, we're standing by. That's why we're producing this episode for you, is that there are people that have already been through it and can show you the shortcuts.
Yeah. Everyone's awful when they start. That's the starting point. Everyone. That's what awful. A is first letter alphabet. It stands for awful. And that's what you're going to be when you start. Okay. So the good news is you have nowhere to go but up. So yep. It's good. It's just, you know, you got to step up to the plate though. And you got to get going, you know, so get the awful out of the way as fast as you can, you know, don't keep perfecting yourself and thinking you got to have everything dialed in, because it never will be, but you'll get better and better. And pretty soon, 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever the time frame is, people will look at you and go, you're unbelievable. Wow. I can't believe how cool you're. And you're like, yeah, well, I was absolute rotten when I started, but you'll be thankful you started. You know, so it's just a good reminder that, man, everybody starts somewhere. You got to do this. You know, you just got to start moving forward. But I'll go back to one other thing you said, too. It's the coach. You have a coach. I have a coach. We all have coaches. OK, whether it's my fitness, it's my business, you know, it's marketing. I'm bringing in people to help me because I am done trying to figure everything out myself. OK, I did that my first 20 years in business, and it was really a bad thing. As I always tell people, don't be me. Don't be me my first 20 years thinking I can do everything.
My story is a cautionary tale.
That's right. That's why I wrote the book. Please don't do this. This is a caution. But it's important to know that, you know, that will speed your movement to success, right? And it's gonna make the journey so much more enjoyable for you. Because we all need an ear to listen sometimes too. And that can be a coach. You know, right? You got to share the frustration, because they'll usually have an answer. You know, and another thing I always tell people too, Molly, is we outgrow our coaches, and you should.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very important aspect to understand. It's not the, I got a coach for life. Well, right. You don't have one, you may have many, you know, but guys go to different teams, right? They get different coaches. They want to go to the next level in their sport. They get another coach who can take them on a certain, who specializes in a certain area of their sport. And you do that, right? So it's, you want to keep that in mind all the time. That it doesn't mean you're just kicking someone to the curb after a month or two, but you really understand, like, and a good coach would tell you, I'm done. You got to move on. You know, here's the next coach I recommend. That's what I do. Yep. Here, you want to go to this level. You're not ready now, but when you finish my stuff, okay, this is where I'm predicting you're going to go. So just know that you're not going to be finished and you'll be able to continue to scale, because that's my ultimate goal, is to have them reach whatever height they want to make. And I can't take everyone to every top of every mountain. It's just not possible.
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. Just you as the coach know what mountaintop you're trying to get them to, and then be able to shine a light on that next coach. You know, to me, I think of business in two different ways. I think it's kind of like going to the gym. Like, you can't just go to the gym once and be like, get a really great workout and then be like, I'm strong for the rest of my life. No, you have to like go and you have to do the reps. And the same thing's going to be true for your brick and mortar business or your online business. And then it's also kind of like the education system, right? Any of us that went from kindergarten through 12th grade, you know, your kindergarten teacher is not your 12th grade teacher. You continue to evolve and your coaches will evolve as you go.
Yeah. Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. And understand, like, that use the kindergarten to 12, that's 12 years.
Yes. Yes.
That's 12 years just to get like that little diploma thing. You know what I mean? That says I can read and write. It's right. 12 years of effort. All right. So it's kind of like, you always got to keep time in perspective, you know, because again, we're all in a hurry. You know, we all want to get things done. We want to, you know, as I always tell people, a lot of people today want to be, they want to be discovered. They don't want to be developed.
Yes. You know, so
you want to be developed. So you understand that development takes time, you know, like it you does. Said, you know, whether it's childbirth or whatever, right? You got to, there's development that happens.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So many things. And I can hear some of our listeners going like, 12 years, like, you don't understand, Molly and Richard, you don't understand, like, I'm in my 50s, you know, 12 years or whatever, like, because I've got several students inside of my Legacy Leaders Academy who, like, this is like their second or third career. Yeah, but guess what? You know, those 12 years are going to go by. And then what? Where are you going to be? What are you wanting your early to mid 60s to look like, or wherever you are in your life journey? Like, the time's going to pass anyway. So why not just, you know, pick up that one little pebble and throw it into your wealth river and build towards something that will create that lifestyle and financial independence that you so desperately want.
Right. So Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was in his 60s before he hit it. Yeah. You know, here's a man who kept going. You know what I mean? So he has a long road, you know? So yeah, never, never, never attach your age to any kind of outcome. Yes. It has nothing to do with it. You know, it has nothing to do with any kind of outcome, regardless of what it is. And you can just do your own little bit of research and find everyone who has broke all the molds and the perceptions and everything else and achieved amazing things regardless of their age. So that's awesome. That's this has been fun, Molly. This is going fast. I love what you're doing. I think what you're doing is just fantastic. I think finding legitimate online coaches and programs can be tricky. Okay. I mean, I know we said this in the beginning, because there's a lot of guys out there with they got the facade, but they don't have the depth, right? Yeah. They don't have the reality-based aspects. You know, they haven't been through the struggle. They haven't helped others really get to where they want to go and then create their own thing and then gone through that whole process like you have, like I'm doing as well. So it's important to know. So I really appreciate like all the time you spent today. I mean, this is a ton of great stuff for people to understand if they're looking to go in this direction. And they should. I really believe they should. If you've been in business for a number of years, you have a great expertise, knowledge, you need to share that with others and help others. So on that note, how can people follow you, get in touch with you, check out your programs? How can you be of assistance to them? Why don't you share that now? I'll also throw it in all the show notes. I have links, everything else for them so they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. If you're interested in, you know, taking the next step, I would highly recommend snagging a copy of my book, Step Up. You can grab that at mollyandluna.com/step-up. I give away the audiobook for free. I love hanging out on YouTube, and I've got a ton of great content there for free to help you take that next step on starting, scaling, or skyrocketing your very own online business. And if you need to connect, you can shoot me an email or check out any of my social media accounts by going to Molly Ann Luna.
Awesome. Awesome. That is great. Molly, this has been so much fun. I knew this would be a good conversation. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you're sharing all this stuff and you're really helping people, because people, like I said, people need real guidance. You know what I mean? Because this, like you said, it's a massive industry. It's growing and growing and growing. And you want to be part of this. You want to be a part of the online education phenomenon, because that's what it's becoming. And I think it got accelerated through 2020. It's all of a sudden people realize, wow, you know, so we got a big kick in the pants, you know, to kind of move us forward with this stuff. So it's good. So I just encourage everyone to check Molly Ann out. See what you have. Right. If you've got something you want to bring to, let's find the right people to help you and continue to move our businesses forward, both online and offline, if you've got both. And it's been awesome. So thanks again for your time. I'm glad you could do this, and we'll do this again soon.
Thank you, Richard. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the ETOP podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked what you've heard, please leave a great review for us. Your subscription and review helps us reach more people so we can show them how to escape the owner prison. Also, check out the links in the show notes about today's guests and more ways to connect with ETOP on social media. Stay strong and keep moving forward with your business.